Supporters of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat have surrounded the main government office building for a week. As many as 30,000 people, most wearing red, joined the rallies each day. The protests are an echo of anti-Thaksin protests held for 6 months last year. Each night, Mr. Thaksin speaks to his supporters by video link, urging them to force Prime Minister Apisit Wachachiva to call elections. Mr. Apisit came to power in December after legal problems forced out a pro-Thaksin government. Mr. Thaksin, ousted from power in a coup in 2006, fled Thailand last year to avoid corruption charges. The new protests come at a bad time for Thailand, which saw its economy badly hurt last year when anti-Thaksin protesters blockaded Bangkok airports, crippling the tourism industry. The Asian Development Bank expects the economy to contract by 2% this year. But Jean-Pierre Vibes, the bank's Thailand director, says political instability will delay the government's $3 billion stimulus package.
And obviously, within the economy itself in Thailand, I mean, the main risk obviously is a political risk. If you have major disruptions in leadership at this stage, that would have quite strong impact. Internally, due to the political situation, I mean, I guess you could have growth falling further to maybe 4 to 5%, I mean, easily.
Thailand, heavily dependent on exports for growth, faces its most severe downturn in a decade. The recession is expected to cost 2 million people here their jobs. Arpon Chayrakrenkai, chief economist with the Thai Government Pension Fund, says if the current government is forced out, a pro-Thaksin opposition party, Pure Thai, will benefit.
Measures and those policies that should be delayed until there is uncertainty, because they say that who will become the new government, right? And if there is a new election, it is likely that with plenty of money, Pheu Thai may win the election.
On Wednesday, the government said it is prepared to talk with Mr. Thaksin to end the siege at the government house and avoid economically damaging political unrest. Some analysts also say there is the risk the protests will turn violent, which could scare away foreign tourists and foreign investors. Thai politics has been unsettled for more than 3 years. While Mr. Thaksin is popular among farmers and working-class voters, many in the middle and upper classes accused him of corruption and abuse of power. The country now has its fourth government since 2006, when Mr. Thaksin was ousted. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.